We begin with the Confession of Sins on page 120. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our salvation and life. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy.
Page 177.
This evening, God speaks to us through the words of St. Luke in the 10th chapter of his Gospel, beginning with the 25th verse. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at that place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Thanks be to God.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You, dear Christian friend, have blessed eyes. You have fortunate eyes. That's what Jesus says in this gospel lesson. Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. Jesus didn't say this to just everyone. He didn't even say it to the whole crowd who was there to listen to him, gathered around him. That crowd, remember, included those who were trying to catch him making some mistake. Luke specifically says, "Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, 'Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see.'" Sometimes we tend to think of religion and spirituality as this mystical and ethereal something outside of us, something up there somewhere. But for Christians, religion, spirituality, theology, God is very real, very substantial in the person and work of our Savior and our brother, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus, who is true God from eternity, begotten from all eternity, is also true man, our brother, born of the Virgin Mary. We believe that God delivers not just our souls, not just that thing we can't see, but our whole being, our whole person, body and soul, from sin and corruption and eternal destruction. God created us, body and soul. God will also raise us up to heaven, body and soul. So blessed are your eyes. Your eyes, Jesus said to his disciples, are so fortunate to see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. What was it the prophets and the kings desired to see? They were longing for the promised Savior. They saw him only in those distant prophecies that God had given to them. They were sure and certain promises, but of events to unfold after they were dead and gone. Jesus' disciples saw this promise fulfilled in the Savior before them, face to face. Nothing stood between them and the very God in the flesh. Jesus himself had said to them, "He who sees me sees the Father who sent me." If we see Jesus, we see God. Jesus says all of this before the story of the Good Samaritan. Our eyes are blessed, and our ears are blessed also in hearing that lesson from our Savior. The prophets and the kings saw this same lesson many times throughout their lives and their history. They saw their own lost condition being beaten up. They saw their own self-righteousness passing by on the other side. And they saw God's perfect mercy. What do you see? And what do you hear in that lesson of the Good Samaritan? Who is my neighbor? Was the question. A certain man fell among thieves. He was left half dead. The Levite passed by on the other side. The Samaritan had compassion on him. Go and do likewise. What do you see? Whom do you see? Do you see yourself? Do you see your neighbor? Do you see yourself in the mirror of God's law? Do you see yourself being pitied by the stranger? Do you see Jesus? When we see Jesus throughout the Bible, it becomes a new and open book to us. If we use the Bible simply as a rule book to tell us, do this, don't do that, it doesn't really fulfill its whole purpose for us. The Bible isn't just a rule book. It's a book of God's promise and a book of God's love. John says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Jesus surely wants us to go and do things, to go and do likewise. He says that. And as we begin to go and do likewise, like the Good Samaritan, as the Holy Spirit moves us to have compassion on our neighbor, we remember more and more the love and compassion that Christ has for us, the compassion that drove him even to the point of death, even death on the cross. How much do you love your neighbor? Are you willing to die for your neighbor? Jesus was willing and did die for you and for the whole world. And because of that, he says, "Blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your eyes when you see our crucified and risen Lord who has compassion on all people. Blessed are your ears when you hear his comforting words that forgive you all your sins. You are blessed and fortunate and granted the greatest favor because of this despised and hated man who didn't pass by on the other side, but took pity on you when you were dead, half dead, lying beaten, who became your neighbor and laid down his life for you." Jesus became the ultimate Samaritan, despised and hated, that he might also be for us the good Samaritan, compassionate and merciful. Blessed are your eyes and your ears. You have seen it. You have heard it. Which was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? He who showed mercy on him. God be praised for his grace and mercy. Amen.
Let my prayers rise before you as incense. Of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.